The Ain't No Fang Podcast. From Arizona Sports, Ain't No Fang.
Well, it always seems like we're just talking about when baseball will be back. I'm Steve Zinsmeister with Cody Fincher and Derek Montilla on the Ain't No Fang Podcast. Quick update. Something that I saw that I think deserves to get mentioned. Did you guys see that Art Howe, former manager in Major League Baseball, is in the ICU in, I think, Houston? I think he lives. I just want to throw that out there just because it kind of encapsulates how this pandemic is affecting literally everybody differently.
Mm-hmm.
And Art Howe, by all accounts, is one of the most genuine human beings in baseball.
Absolutely.
And so for him to be, for a guy like that, that a lot of people respect around the game, to be in the situation that he's in and his family to be in that situation, you just wish him nothing but the best. And it just goes to show you how this virus has really impacted more than just a game.
Well, that's the big problem overall. You know, you could look at a lot of the recovery rates. There's so many people that have had it or were asymptomatic and didn't even know they had it and are no longer affected by it. But you never know how it's going to affect people in the sport, you know, in the fan base, in life, you know, and it's really unfortunate to see anybody that's led the life that he's led in this situation. It could be anything, and I know a lot of people will say that, but this particular virus is very serious, and you know, I hope we continue to take it seriously because everything is starting to open back up. Here in Arizona, they made the announcement that sports can begin as of today, I believe.
Tomorrow. Yeah, but it's, I mean, none of the leagues are actually happening. So.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's
I feel
that's
like that was at a big, hey, MLB.
It really
come
is.
Come to Arizona.
Look,
we're open.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. There's a lot of players, rightfully so, that have concerns about playing, you know, and playing for their own safety, for their own health, for, you know, playing for a potential fraction of the money that they would normally earn on this season.
Let's talk about that. So there is currently a situation going on where, if you really want to put it in context, about a month ago, almost, the Players Association and the owners came to a deal, a written deal, where the players would make a prorated portion of their salary. What that means is they'd make the same amount per game, they'd just only make it for the amount of games that are actually played. So if they played half the season, 81 games or so, 82 games, they would get paid their average salary amount per game for 82 games. Seems fair.
Mm-hmm.
Half the season, half the money. So they signed that deal in March, I believe it was. Now the players are being told by the owners that we can't fulfill that promise because even if we host those games, we won't be making money off of the gate because we won't be allowed to have fans, which is sensible in my mind. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. They're not going to be getting the money. So they've asked the players to take an additional pay cut on top of the 50% or so that they've already agreed to and that the owners agreed to. They're now asking the players to take an additional, I think it's 33% or so off of the money that they're currently making. So, I mean, they're going to be making a lot less than they normally would. Now, here's the problem. We have a bunch of guys going around speaking their minds,
mm-hmm.
and that's not a problem in and of itself. The problem is how they're coming across. Here's Blake Snell, pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays.
No, I'm not splitting no revenue. I want all mine. Bro, y'all got to understand, too, because y'all going to be like, bro, Blake, play for the love of the game, man. What's wrong with you, bro? Money should not be a thing. Bro, I'm risking my life. What do you mean it should not be a thing? It 100% should be a thing. If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid.
What do you make of Blake Snell saying that he's risking his life?
It's not a good phrase to say. I mean, everyone who's working right now, I feel like, is risking their lives. The bag person at the grocery store.
Or, you know, like healthcare workers.
Or healthcare workers. They're out there risking their lives. And people who are working, you know, a grocery store job are making $15 an hour. Probably not even that, honestly. And then healthcare workers, obviously, are working with people who are infected with this disease up close and personal. Blake Snell, I mean, while he might have some valid concerns, he's worried about the money and the health and whatnot. But ultimately, what is he doing? He's griping and moaning about how he has to go play baseball for 3 months for what would be, $3 million? He's set to make $7 million this year on his normal base contract, which is getting cut in half, which is getting cut, proposed to get cut by another 30% or so. So let's say around $3 million. He's whining and moaning about that and saying, I'm risking my life to go throw this baseball. Plus, he's a pitcher. Are you really going to be up that close with other people besides the fact in the clubhouse and the dugout? Maybe I don't know how they're going to have.
Well, there's travel and there's clubhouse,
but
and yeah.
To use the phrase "risking my life" is that bothered me, and to say I'm not playing unless I get mine. Okay, so you do have a price then on your health. It's $7 million.
It sounds bad. I think we can all agree the optics of it, but does he have any merit to what he's saying?
He has a small amount of merit, but this is the problem where you express yourself via Twitter live stream, right?
Yeah.
If you were sitting in an interview, if you were sitting in a beautiful studio like we are now, I think you have a little more perception in the moment about how those words that are coming out of your mouth are going to be heard by the people listening. I think that when you're doing it via live stream, you're just on your phone and you're by yourself in a room, and it's really easy to
you're just talking
thoughts and ideas out there in a really poor way that come across like this. I think that the main thing here is that athletes need to look at it one way or another. You're either going to get paid for playing a fraction of what you are going to be you owed because you're only playing a fraction of the season, or you're not going to get paid anything at all. I think that's where it comes down to the choice. We're all making choices during this pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're making choices if we want to go to a store, and we're making a choice if we go to the store if we want to wear a mask or not. A lot of stores are giving people that option. But then there are some stores that are even requiring you to wear a mask where they're not even letting that choice be in your hands because they're trying to make the choice for the greater good of people that are coming to their store. And then you have the choice whether or not you want to go to a store like that. And even some stores like Costco will provide you with a mask when you come there if you don't have one.
I had to muster up courage in my mind during these times to get my hair cut yesterday.
Yes, yes. And you have to wear a mask when getting your hair
cut.
And they are very, very strict about that.
Yeah.
And like, they don't have a waiting area anymore, so people have to congregate essentially outside or wait in their cars when they're waiting for their turn to get haircuts. And there's a lot of things. But my point is that it's your choice. You probably shouldn't air your grievances in such a dumb way. You probably shouldn't get on Twitter and start yelling and screaming when you're a millionaire about how, bro, I'm going to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine, okay? You know, I think that you're just going to sound dumb. And you're also talking to people who are living in the real world of losing their jobs,
yep,
and not being able to afford the cable to watch baseball games anymore, and having even people that haven't lost their jobs or having a reduction in income or their lives are being impacted by this, you're not going to get a lot of sympathy when you are going to be playing in a sanitized atmosphere with no fans present and players, teammates who are tested regularly around you, knowing that none of them are affected by COVID. It's not the same world that the rest of us live in. The rest of us live in a normal world where most people are terrified of even going to the hospital if they think they have symptoms, because if they don't have symptoms, they might catch it. Or they think that they're going to have to wait 6 hours or longer in order to find out if they have it. They live in a world where they are treated the way that professional athletes are treated. I don't really think he has a lot to complain about. He has a decision to make. And I think the problem is that all of this information is coming out publicly. The ideas, the thoughts, the whatever they're throwing up against the wall for a season is coming out. Someone's calling Bob Nightingale and telling him exactly what they're talking about. So in a lot of cases, the players are hearing this also through the media the same way we are. They're hearing the ideas and such through a secondary source. I think that makes it frustrating for them. And then it boils over to this point where you're on Twitter and you rant like this. I don't think it was a good look.
Man, for me to take a pay cut is not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season, less pay. Like, bro, it's, yeah, man, I gotta get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine, okay? And that's just the way it is for me. Like, I'm sorry if you guys think differently, but the risk is way the hell higher and the amount of money I'm making is way lower. Why would I think about doing that?
I think what Bear said is the best point, though. He's not saying, I'm not going to play because it's not worth risking my health. He's saying, I'm not going to play and
risk it for this
amount of money. I need the full amount of money.
And like, the more money is going to help some of that risk go away. That's not how it works. But, okay, so if you go out there with $7 million and then you get sick, are you going to be happier because you made your $7 million?
Well, then he got backed up by some of his fellow MLB players, but I don't know if it's the exact guys you want backing you up when it's Bryce Harper and Nolan Arenado. Not to say that they're not credible, but you're talking about
the two highest paid players.
Bryce Harper is making over $30 million this year.
Guys, definitely
his salary cut in half, and then another 30% is probably around $10 or $12 million.
Arenado just get paid? The highest paid. Yeah. $260 million
over 8 years.
Bryce Harper, I think, is the highest paid.
Bryce is still the highest.
Well, he's $330 million over 13 years. So he has 5 extra years on his contract. I think Nolan is probably paid higher per year, but he has a shorter contract.
Right.
Wait, what is it? $330 million divided by
13.
13 is $25 million.
And then 260.
260.
Divided by 8.
How many? Wait.
32 and a half.
Divided by 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Nolan makes more.
Okay. He's the highest annual average paid
per year.
Yep. So those guys
are
going to come out.
Blake's
right.
Yeah, right.
We don't want to take. Okay, really? Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper is not going to be able to live on $10 to $12 million this year if to play baseball for 3 months.
Here's the thing, though.
And Derek's right too. If Blake Snell had just said, I'm worried about my health, because he says that in one point in his little rant there. He says, What about what happens if I get sick with the Rona, if I get the Rona, it's going to be with me forever. And he says that, but if he had said that just then and said, I'm not playing unless I get mine, that would be a more, I guess, acceptable statement, because he's worried. He would be saying he's worried about his health.
This isn't about health.
It's not for him. He is coming off as like, I only care about money. I don't care about anything else but money. Half of his $7 million would be what, $3.5 million this year. If he makes $3.5 million, he's fine. But if he makes $2.75 million, he's not fine with it.
Here's the thing, though. It sounds insensitive. All of us can agree as baseball fans that it sounds stupid when millionaires come out and say that they can't afford to play the game that a kids play.
It's very insulting.
For less money when it's still millions. I get that. But here's the thing. He's right. He's right, and he's saying something that I think majority of players probably agree with.
But they don't want to say publicly because this is how it would be perceived.
They don't want to say it because they know that the public perception is that they are millionaires whining. But here's the thing. The debate here is not between millionaires and us, regular people.
Millionaires and billionaires.
It's millionaires and billionaires. Yeah. And quite frankly,
over billions.
That's the side we're not hearing about.
It is. Right, because they're still going to be making a ton of money off of ad revenue, and there's a good chance that they'll figure out other ways to facilitate more
avenue. They're going to lose money.
They're going to lose. I think it's $44 million or something like that. It might be more than that, but I'm pretty sure.
Here's the difference for me. Would you rather the billionaire owners lose the money that, by the way, they signed those contracts with each of those individual players, knowing that there's always a risk? There's a risk of that player getting injured, and you have to pay that player money that they don't deserve.
There's risk of, like, Josh Hamilton.
They might not turn out to be a good player, and they might end up in Reno, and you have to pay them $16 million a year. There's always a risk involved with those contracts. The owners signed up for that risk, and now they're asking those players to go and take another cut, which just isn't fair in their minds. And I get that. It's a reasonable response. I want to read you this real quick.
Here's the thing. It's a reasonable response, but it also is unreasonable to think that you're going to get paid the exact same amount of money to play a game half the season that you would normally play without anybody in attendance. Those are all
factors.
That's
the thing. They don't care about the attendance number.
Right.
And they don't.
And they need to.
The way they see it is, a baseball game is a baseball game. And baseball, if I'm playing in that game, then my talents need to be paid.
Look, if the Miami Marlins can do it every season, then the rest
yeah,
of us can.
Blake Snell plays for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, no one wants to drive over that bridge to that stadium.
But to be clear, that's accounted for. Because the Marlins have a lower payroll than other teams do. And why is that? It's because they don't make as much money.
Correct.
Because they don't have as many fans.
They don't
That's capitalism.
They don't
have a cathedral.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And I'm a fan of that. Like, if you deserve a certain amount of money on the open market, then you deserve that amount of money, and you should get paid that amount of money. They prorated for the games. That made sense. And if the owners didn't want to do that, they should have accounted for that when they signed the deal in March.
The other thing about this is that they also should have realized that there's going to be players that don't want to play regardless.
Right.
This season is
the
going...
The high-paid players like Bryce Harper.
This season's going to be... it's not going to be considered a legitimate season. It
nope,
is not.
It's not.
So they might as well not participate in it, because then what's the joy there of winning the season with the biggest asterisk next to it, right? They're not going to want to participate in that and put their whole careers on the line for potentially getting hurt during this season. That's the part where I'm like, that's kind of silly. I understand not wanting to catch the coronavirus, but mm-hmm. I don't understand bringing up like injury or anything like that, because that's just a part of playing at any point. You could get injured practicing during spring training. You could get injured doing anything.
Bear is right about that point, because they clearly don't care, at least in Blake Snell's position. He doesn't care about the health aspect, because if it was about health, he wouldn't play for $7 million.
Right.
His full salary.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, like,
it's
this
is money.
This is the best way I could summarize it. Jeff Passan, MLB insider for ESPN, tweeted this. Look past the tone, focus on the message. Blake Snell took grief for what he said, including from me. He means passing. But the substance of it stands. Players already are taking big pay cuts. Them holding firm is right and reasonable, both strategically and morally. And I agree with that. I'm not sitting here telling you that these players are hard and fast right and the owners are hard and fast wrong and we're all just a bunch of dummies. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is they signed a deal that they thought was fair. The owner signed a deal that they thought was fair. And the situation has changed, and maybe there needs to be some discussion there. But ultimately, these guys make a certain amount of money because that's what a team, an organization, a league decided that they were worth. And if we need to reevaluate that, then let's reevaluate it.
Wasn't the prognosis at the time, if you were listening to anybody other than the president of the United States, that this situation was going to potentially be worse to a point where it was going to be catastrophic and we weren't going to have a season at all? That was definitely on the table at the time. I know there was a lot of talk about, you know, needing to do the quarantine during that period of time, about, you know, what was going to progress and how this was going to go. They should have had... I mean, to be honest, it's actually kind of positive. It's actually wrapping up in a way where states are opening earlier than a lot of, you know, people thought this was going to go. I don't understand how that changed to where now they need to come back and, you know, also split additional revenue in a different way now as well with the players.
They were always going to have some sort of argument over money.
Right. And it was always going to be a situation where at the end of the day, the owners were going to need to turn a profit, and they were going to be have the attitude of like, well, what do they care? They're still getting millions anyway. Right?
I think the owners should take on that risk instead of the players. That's my personal opinion. They are business owners. That's what these teams are. They're large businesses. And if you can't get butts in the seats, whether it's because you can't sell tickets like the Marlins, or if it's because of a global pandemic that you had no control over, that's business. Every business in America, in a lot of businesses around the world, are dealing with that right now. They can't get people in the doors because they have to close down because of their governments. It's the same issue. It's just baseball. And they're trying to get their employees to take the brunt of it, the players. And other businesses are doing that too.
I have a solution, and it's similar to what they were doing in Korea, but it could be even better here. And it's what restaurants are starting to do in order to increase social distancing. mannequins in the stands. Mannequins. And then these mannequins, they can be doing anything to advertise anything, Steve. They could be wearing clothes, and then they could cut in the middle of broadcast to the clothes.
Hold up a sign that has a company on it.
He could have a company holding his sign. He could be playing a Nintendo Switch, and they could be like, Nintendo Switch, you're in the game, or whatever.
That's not going to cover the cost of attendance, though.
No, I don't think anything.
It would make some money.
I don't know.
How much time on the broadcast are you willing
to show mannequins on camera?
How much time are you willing to devote to that?
There's a lot of time to kill during a baseball game. Think about how often they show the crowd during a baseball game and talk about it. They love when they get a fat kid eating a sundae on there. Like,
or a teenage girl looking at her phone.
Yeah, they love that. It's the best. They'll talk about it all game long.
And her boyfriend pretending that he's going to catch the fly ball instead of hitting her, but he doesn't.
Yeah, this will be great.
I mean, listen, that's all advertising. And we're going to find creative ways. I believe the pandemic will lead to this in sports, not just baseball. They will find more creative ways to add revenues, to add advertising to the field. They're going to have to, because they're going to have to make up for a lot of stuff. Imagine this. Imagine there is no baseball season this year. Mm-hmm. They just hard and fast can't come to an agreement, so there is no baseball this year. What happens next year? What happens this offseason when none of these teams made any money this year, and all of a sudden their owners are all going to their general managers and saying, hey, we don't have any money to spend this offseason. We need you to not go out and sign.
When you've already said that everyone who's due to be a free agent, like Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts is, okay, there's the good example.
They're supposed to be free agents after
this year. That's a guy who should be making $30 million a year based on his talents. He ain't going to make that.
Nope. He might take a one-year deal somewhere.
Nobody's paying $30 million
for one guy. And hopefully it bounces back for 2022.
Here, I say a lot of bad things about the Dodgers on this podcast specifically.
That's fine.
I just want to say it's almost getting to the point where I am feeling sorry for them. Because every time you think they have it in the bag, there's something that happens to these poor Dodgers.
I don't feel bad at all.
No, you shouldn't. But I'll say it's... It has long-standing ramifications. You're absolutely
right. Not just
this
year.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, there's ripples throughout the rest of Major League Baseball history from this point on. Another interesting thing is that there is going to be a DH if there is a season, according to reports, and that there is a lot of older players that are sluggers that kind of hung it up already that are being contacted because a lot of teams need a DH.
Big Poppy?
Right. Well, and just in general, there's some players I think who are going to have like a higher value now, like Puig, for instance. He's a guy that a lot of teams.
Is he still out there? Is he a free agent?
Yes, he is.
I think he is, right? So I think that there's a lot of teams now that would be willing to immediately start negotiating with him, knowing that there's going to be a guaranteed DH spot on half the league.
Although he was on the Indians most recently, right?
Yes.
And they have a DH, so and they still didn't want him. So there's that.
Well, there's a shortage, and that's the thing is there's a lot of teams that are going to fill it with players on their team. I mean, the Diamondbacks are
mostly National League teams that aren't built that way.
Right. That's the big thing.
Did you guys see MLB Trade Rumors has been on this talking about Kevin Crone?
Yeah.
About how the minor league's best power hitter
could benefit
the Diamondbacks by taking a DH. I'm like, finally, somebody is on the Kevin Crone train.
Not only Crone. But Yasmani Tomas, baby!
Wait. He's not on the 40-man roster.
That's true. You can't bring him up right now.
Derek.
I mean, they can always add him.
Well, they'll add him.
Well, they also might. If there is baseball.
The DFAs.
If there is baseball, they could expand rosters.
45-man rosters?
You could. I don't know. They're going to have to do some weird stuff if they do want to play baseball this year.
Also, you don't know which players on the Diamondbacks might not want to participate in the season.
Have no idea. Sitting out.
You never know.
That's interesting.
You know, I don't honestly see that. I don't. If there was a guy, it would probably be maybe one of their pitchers. You know, I think that some of their guys might be concerned about their arm. So I wouldn't be surprised if Robbie Ray or Mike Leake wouldn't want to participate in a season like this. But just knowing a lot of the work ethic of
whenever
of the
I
team,
think of that, I think of the Divas, kind of like Blake Snell is being right now.
Yeah.
And I just can't think of a guy they have like that
nobody.
On their team.
I wonder, too,
if part of the reason Blake Snell is one of those guys coming out so prominently in this discussion, I wonder if that's because he's one of the more underrated or underpaid players.
He won a Cy Young Award two years ago.
He was not that good last year. In fact, he was injured most of the year, if I remember right. But he won a Cy Young, not last season, but the season before.
2018.
And so he was the best pitcher in the American League. I think that was his rookie year, too, wasn't it? Or maybe it was his follow-up
to
a rookie
sophomore year or something.
And so for a guy like that to only be making $7 million is interesting, but he's so young.
He's on that second contract, basically.
Like when you get paid,
you get
while
the 5-year where you get $10 million a year, you know, that type of thing. And but you hit free agency around 30 and you get paid then.
Because when you win a Cy Young, like you're instantly probably worth around $25 million a year.
Sure.
20 to 25.
Unless your name's R.A. Dickey.
Well, I'm talking right after you win a Cy Young. And he's making $7 million, and all of a sudden, with these pay cuts, he'd be making like two and a half.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's why he's upset, because he already is kind of taking that pay cut.
The problem I have with his, and like Jeff Passan said in his tweet, the tone, he's acting like they're asking him to play for free.
Dude, it's the worst. It's the worst tone.
Yeah.
It's the worst way you could have gone about
this. He literally says in one of those quotes, I'm not getting paid bleep.
Yeah.
Really?
No. Ooh, let's play it.
Okay.
So I begin half of what I'm getting paid because the season's cut in half on top of a 33% cut of the half that's already there. So I'm really getting like 25%. On top of that, it's getting taxed. So imagine how much I'm actually making to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't making. And on top of that, so all that money's gone. And now I play risking my life.
That's interesting.
Risking his
you have
life.
To pay taxes. Oh no, Blake
Snell. Risking his life.
Okay, so I just did the math. So half of 7 million is 3.5 times 33% is $1.15 million.
Well, you would have to take off the 33%, so, not multiply by 33.
Yeah, so 33% of 3.5 is 1.15.
So you're talking about he'd be making 2.35. Do the math.
2.35 million dollars.
Yeah, right around two.
But that's not getting paid bleep.
Yeah, it sounds bad when millionaires talk about not making enough money. It sucks because they're one percenters. They're in that 1%, and we're not. None of us.
I don't disagree that there are concerns that are valid that he's bringing up. Yeah. Obviously, there is a health risk. Would I say he's risking his life?
No,
probably not. I mean, what we kind of know about this virus is if you're in his age group, you are not really that susceptible to death.
Symptoms and death.
And
you're not really
saying he's risking his life when there are health care workers, like you said before, when there are grocery store workers who are out there. People are going to grocery stores every day still.
Making
$12
an hour.
Making $12 an hour, if that. Fast food workers that are handing people stuff through a drive-through window and whatnot.
The optics are horrible.
It's just not. It's not a good look for the Players Association either, and this weakens their position, in my opinion.
Well, and it's also very confusing because we have this approved plan, information leak.
Yeah,
we have Trevor Bauer and Snell both addressing that, which I think is probably one of the most valid things about this situation is that hearing it through the media instead of being told directly and having the players in the loop. Is ridiculous. There's emails, there's things that everybody should be included on, and I mean they need to kind of keep this information private. They need to stop scheduling these phone calls to be sources with news outlets to get this information out. Maybe that's part of their plan. Maybe leaking the information and getting players to react this way and look like greedy millionaires and be the villains in the situation is part of their plan. Who knows? It's worked. They also leaked poor Trevor Bauer's telephone number during one of the episodes of the KBO on ESPN.
That was ESPN's fault.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's not the MLB's
fault. No, that's not it. Yeah, it's
not that we know of,
yeah.
I guess.
Right.
I like Trevor Bauer a lot, not just because he was a D-back or because he was an Indian. Like, I think he's just a breath of fresh air when it comes to what he knows.
You know what the difference between him and Blake Snell is?
He speaks intelligently.
It's not just intelligently. He's choosing his words.
Yes.
Correctly, what he's trying to say.
He also had a sit-down conversation with his agent about it, not just going on Twitch like he's Devin Booker playing Call of Duty.
Right.
And saying it to a bunch of noob 13-year-olds. While they're playing Halo or whatever.
First of all, it was Twitter, and I don't appreciate you attacking my favorite social media, sir.
You know what it is.
Back up off of it.
No, Trevor Bauer I like because he speaks from an intelligent standpoint, and I'm not saying that Blake Snell is dumb. I'm just saying that the way he posed it was, man, I ain't making nothing. And that's just not true.
Yeah.
And Trevor Bauer approached it from an angle of, I just want to walk you guys through what it's like to be a baseball player. And if even if you don't agree with me, even if you don't see it from my perspective, that's fine. I just want to provide it for you.
Sure.
And here's how.
Right.
And he did a whole, I think it was like an hour and 15 minutes with his, him and his agent, who were talking over the situation. What has the league told you, the agent? What have you told me? What does the money look like? What is the concerns of the players? Like, they really did a good job of evaluating all that. Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to stick on this too long because I do feel that there is a debate and we're going to have an answer eventually.
Hopefully soon, because their scheduled plan is to still have spring training start in a
the second week of June or something
days,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 30 days from now.
I'm going to start around the 4th of July. They want to start games.
Have a league begin by July 4th.
I'm going to go out on a limb. It's not happening.
You don't think it's going to happen?
I don't think so either.
I really don't.
I will be the...
I like to be
one thing I've learned in this pandemic, it's being more pessimistic.
Yeah.
I will be cautiously optimistic about it and say I think it will happen because you know why? For one reason. America, Steve.
America.
America, Bear.
Living in America.
Unfortunately, you can't just say America and that like fixes everything.
But hold on. America!
America!
Did anything happen?
I don't know. I feel better.
Did you just yell America?
I think so. But I don't really care because I still have KBO. Even though Twitch is blocking my live stream of KBO that I try to watch at 3 o'clock in the morning.
So we decided
you are
we decided
I love baseball so much, Bear.
During the last podcast we talked about
too,
each of us should pick our favorite KBO teams.
Okay. Yeah, Bear and I picked the wrong same one by accident, so I will choose a new one.
Yeah, and you both picked the former champion.
No.
I need some winning, Steve.
Okay, come on. Cody admits that he picked the champion.
Yeah, who cares?
On purpose.
I just like their logo.
Yeah.
Really.
I made the wrong choice.
You look like you're guilty, like you're lying to me.
Well, because I did. I was torn. I liked a lot of them.
You were both like, oh, they're the favorite? I like them.
Nah. I'm going
That's how you did it.
I'm going with the NC Dinos.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Tell me about the Dinos.
Well, I'll tell you about the Dinos. First of all, they're off to a hot start.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, they're in first place.
They're in first place.
Front runner.
You switched to the Dinos after they got in first place.
No. I switched to the Dinos after I found out about Swole Daddy.
And they happened to be in first place.
Now, Swole Daddy is a nickname that was given to the Dinos mascot by an SB Nation writer.
I like it.
And not only did the NC Dinos like it as well, but they embraced it. And they're actually also calling their mascot for the American audience Swole Daddy.
Swole Daddy.
Another reason is because you can find a t-shirt of theirs online that has the picture of their mascot, and it just says Dino Dongs. It's in reference to home runs, so don't get your mind out of the gutter, guys.
Okay, sure it is.
It's a reference to home runs.
Derek, you can't just come on the podcast and talk about dinosaur dongs.
I didn't
That's
talk
not
about,
how
first
this
of all,
works.
I talked about dino dongs.
It's an abbreviation.
It's a shortened version, but it's their name. Their name.
Okay.
Now, NC is a company that has produced video games, MMORPGs.
I have no idea what you just
said. It's a massive multiplayer online RPG game.
Like World of Warcraft.
Like that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And they've done that for years. So it's a video game company. Fan of that. Dinos like that off to a hot start.
Yeah, you were conveniently in love with that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But more importantly, Swole Daddy. Yeah, Swole Daddy did it for me.
All right, so that's your team. Tell me about the Doosan Bears.
Well, from what I've watched, which is nothing, because all the games are on at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I have to get up at 5 a.m. every
record
day.
Record them.
No.
You get up at 5? Just get up 2 hours earlier. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Wake up earlier. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, okay. Anyway, the Doosan Bears are 6-3. They're tied for second place with I don't even know what the teams are.
What is the mascot of Lot? Lot Giants.
The Lot Giants.
Giants.
I also was a fan of the Kiwoom Heroes.
That's also who they are tied with. They're tied for second place, 6-3. Yeah.
Convenient. First
Doosan
and second
Bears.
Place here.
Doosan Bears.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about my Kia Tigers.
Because
I chose the Kia Tigers.
What do you mean they're not doing great?
Not going so well for you, Steve.
Yeah. What?
The Kia Tigers are sitting at 4-6 on the year.
That's okay.
They just got pummeled by Bears, 13-4.
Baby.
Wow.
Let's go. Yeah.
I picked the Kia Tigers for several reasons. first. Someone said they might be good this year. That's a good start.
That was a lie.
Matt Williams is their manager, which I think is interesting.
They also have the most championships of any team.
So they're like the New York Yankees.
They're like the Yankees before 2009.
I'll take it. They have historical context.
Do they have a shirt called Tiger Dongs? No.
No, they don't. Well, no, you got me there. But I do feel like Kia has a ton of money for advertising. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I see Kia everywhere.
Every single one of these companies is owned by
true. There's a Samsung team,
company. Samsung and yes. LG. I don't know what Doosan is, but...
I don't know either. Sounds like a gas company.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Sounds too much like Tucson. Why did I pick that?
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
That's a bad idea.
All right, thanks for the KBO update. Two other quick stories I wanted to mention.
I wish I could watch more of it, just saying.
You know what you can watch? The MLB draft, which will be only 5 rounds instead of, what is it, usually like 40 to 50?
Yeah, something like that.
They're going to do 5 rounds only, and it's going to be kind of like the NFL draft where it's all like from home, like on Zoom and stuff.
That worked well for both WNBA and NFL.
Totally. And I expect that it'll go well for baseball as well. But the interesting part is that it's only going to be 5 rounds and what kind of ramifications that might have on the pool of players that could go pro. Are a lot of high school players going to decide to go to college now because they don't see themselves as a possibility to get drafted in that 5 rounds? Mm-hmm. College-age kids who are aging out of college and graduating. There's going to be a big enough pool that a lot of them won't get drafted. It's just going to have a lot of weird ramifications that we don't even know what it's going to look like yet. Like, people who don't get drafted, are they becoming free agents? I assume that they are. So it's going to be weird.
Like what you were saying to me earlier before we started was then they'll make $5 an hour and...
Yeah, they'll make even less money than they already do as minor leaguers, which is pitiful.
Yeah.
And I know they're like professional athletes, so everybody has this like idea that a professional athlete makes a ton of money, and that's just not the case.
Not in the minor leagues.
Not in the minor leagues, at least. Not with the people drafted in the 50th round.
Yeah, if you're drafted in the first 5 rounds, then
When I was in high school, I had friends drafted in the 50th round. That's how you know they're like not that great. You know what I mean? Like I know people in the 50th round.
Well, in one way, it might be better because then that means there's going to be more people that are just unrestricted free agents that can be picked up by a team, and you don't have that draft status kind of hanging over your head in a way. There's going to be so many people that go undrafted that scouts and MLB teams are going to be looking through this group of undrafted players looking for that diamond in the rough.
And are you allowed to give those free agents who don't get drafted? Because part of the game in the MLB draft that you don't have in any other sport, in the NFL and the NBA, you get drafted at a certain slot, you get paid a certain amount of money, mm-hmm. and that's it. There's no negotiation really.
Right.
There's not a lot of wiggle room.
Right.
In baseball, it's a game. Like, a lot of guys who get picked in the 5th round are way better than people earlier on. They just were picked later because maybe they want to go to college. Or maybe they said, you know what, I'm going to go to college or else you need to pay me a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or I'm not coming.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where the Major League Baseball draft is so different.
It is different. And I think that's the reason why there's a lack of interest in it publicly from people wanting to watch it.
It's harder to understand.
It's not only is it harder to understand, but it's also harder to invest your time in a guy being picked number one and then deciding he wants to go play football.
Yeah.
And never playing the sport one day ever again, you know.
That happens.
It happens. These
and
are
a lot of number one picks. A lot of times, like in other sports, number one picks. I mean, sometimes they're a bust, like in the NBA and NFL. But a lot more often than not, in MLB, the number one overall picks don't really make it.
Right.
It's kind of weird.
It happens. Yeah.
Right.
And
I think a
reason why it could be better this year for it is because usually the MLB draft is right smack dab in the middle of the regular season. So now this might be the only baseball we have right now is the MLB draft. And it's kind of a shame that they cut so many rounds of it because they could have made a pretty – they could have gotten a lot of attention like the NFL did.
They could have made a whole weekend out of it. They could have been a big event. I agree with that.
I think that's a downside to the draft normally is it's in the middle of the regular season. So people are like, who cares? These guys aren't going to be playing for on our team for maybe 4 or 5 years, you know, but – it might be different this year.
They also don't have the impact as quickly, you know.
Exactly.
And so they don't hype them up the same way when they're doing the draft. I mean, I don't think they do a good job of the draft at all. There's times where I missed that it happened, and I cover baseball.
Yep.
That shouldn't happen, and I know I'm a dumb person, so it's easy for me to miss things.
No, but I get it.
But
they're high schoolers in a lot of cases.
There's things that it should – I mean, should creatively use it as a chance to get eyes on the future of the game.
Yeah.
I think a lot of sports do at building up their players as marketable athletes, right? I think hockey,
baseball might be the worst.
I think hockey does a bad job, but I think baseball is the worst. And I think baseball is reactionary. They wait for guys to be stars and like, all right, yeah, but let's wait and make sure this isn't just a fluke. Let's not make a star out of him just because he had one good season. Like, that's just such a weird way to approach it, where other sports don't care. They'll make a guy into an action figure before he's even played a down,
yeah,
in football.
Like,
you know?
In baseball, Tebow had documentaries made about him before he even got drafted.
Like, right.
Like in baseball, right, you didn't even know who Mike Trout was,
right,
until he got called up and started, you know, playing the way he does.
Exactly.
You might have known who Chris Bryant was because the Cubs kind of did that whole, like, we're going to keep him in the minor league because of service time thing.
Sure.
But, I mean,
well, there's some players, and there's some, yeah, players that are big enough to, like, Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper was.
And I remember Steven Strasburg kind of getting a, yep, lot of attention, yeah, as well.
Both, yeah, number one picks.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah. And both kind of like phenoms in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bryce Harper literally had a book written about him called Phenom. Talk about conceit.
That Bryce Harper is the most overrated player in Major League Baseball.
There's no way you're going to live up to making that kind of money for
he
that
is,
long.
The
any,
dude hits two. Yeah, he hits home runs 260.
Yeah,
every year
he might be.
Come on.
Yeah. There's also most Yasmani overrated. Tomas.
No, he's just terrible.
He's also not in the major leagues, yeah, so I guess he doesn't qualify. The other story I was going to bring up: the WBC in 2021 got canceled.
That sucks, because that was supposed to be here.
Yeah, yep. And the WBC is cool, and I really
cool.
like it. To
I
see
like it
the camaraderie of the teams, and, mm-hmm, and you don't get to see the players in that element ever.
Some guys who would never play together, ever.
But here's the thing. I was thinking about it, and I think you and I were talking about it, Bear, and it was like the question came up of why cancel it, you know, so far in advance, and part of me thinks maybe it's because baseball is back in the Olympics, which is scheduled for next year.
It's
now
going
that it's been
to
delayed.
Now happen the same year and
so,
the same time. Yeah,
international so. Baseball in two different tournaments in the same,
yeah,
year within like 4 or 5 months of each other might be a little weird.
But that's the problem with being so short-sighted about it, in my, yeah, opinion. Once again, we are really just going to grab onto sports when they come back and hug it like we never hugged
never
sports
let it
and
go.
Never let it go again, right? So people are going to be so... like thrilled to have an excess of sports next year, next summer. I don't think it would have been a problem. I think about like when, you know, the World Cup comes around and then we get like such a small amount of time of cheering for our team and,
yeah,
then it's over. It would be nice to get to cheer for our team in another tournament. All right, they didn't win that one, but hey, let's cheer for them in the Olympics. There's a way to go about it where you can make it work and make it where, you know, you're giving everybody what they want. I think it's probably more about money and
probably
about the talent wanting to participate in
and time off
into,
from the game.
Yeah, right.
And because it's during spring training usually, the WBC, right? Isn't it like late in spring training?
Yeah,
or is it before spring training?
I don't know.
It's early.
Yeah, it's pretty early.
It's not during the season.
No, it's not during the season. It's during spring training.
I believe,
sure,
it's, yeah, during the early parts of spring training.
Okay. And then people show
and,
up after.
But what's even crazy now is that they're trying to start the season on a normal schedule even earlier, so we, yeah, don't know how that will affect things.
So I also saw a clip of Bryce Harper. I know we're talking about him a lot today. He was talking with some podcast or something about the Olympics and how they need to send major league players to the Olympics, even though it would be in the middle of the season, in theory. And here's the thing. I think he's totally right. I think the players are dead on in these conversations we're having today, because Bryce Harper's point was, if you want to grow the game and you want to have an international tournament, why would you not send Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, the guys who we think of as like American baseball players?
You know
players?
Why that won't happen? Because there will be something where if they go to the Olympics, they're not going to get paid something and they won't go.
Or they'll get hurt. Teams are a part of this discussion.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and just say that Bryce Harper wouldn't go to the Olympics. I'm just saying he probably
won't.
He's the one who's
I know.
Talking about how great
talking
it would
about
be.
It.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll go out on a limb and say he doesn't back that up.
I wouldn't put
especially him, if money is involved, loss of money.
I hate to say this, but I would put him in the top 10 player category to include him on an Olympic team. If
I'd
I
have
was
to
really
think it over
this with the best players, right?
I'd have to think it over, like American versus like, because there are plenty of guys who make great players on other teams.
Oh yeah,
Puerto Rico was,
yeah,
awesome last, yeah, time around in the WBC.
The Dominican Republic
would
really
be
good.
Venezuela's usually,
yep,
good. Didn't Cuba have a team in the last one, or did I make that up?
I don't think so.
Netherlands has a good team.
Yeah, they're all shortstops.
Yeah, that's a problem. They're all shortstops, but whatever.
And Kenley Jansen.
I love the WBC, and if we're not going to have it, and we're just going to have the Olympics instead, I'm all for sending the players.
That maybe, would be cool.
Maybe they get some sort of like designation on the roster during the season as like, you know, they're on leave, kind of, and then you can replace them with minor leaguers or something.
The Dream Team is still one of the most memorable Olympic teams ever.
Maybe the best. Yeah.
And then they, you know, called it Dream Team 2 and 3, and they continued to send, you know, what we perceive to be the best NBA players in the country.
The Redeem Team in 08?
Yeah, right.
Yep. Yeah.
But there's those teams where they choose not to do that for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's been multiple reasons, but there's just those years where they don't. And then we get the floor. We get the floor mopped with us by every other team in the league.
You're talking when we send minor league players?
Yeah.
You know, like Matt LaPorta was the first baseman for the USA?
Right.
I remember Matt LaPorta?
No, I don't.
When we were younger, I think a lot of players, you know, we didn't have these ridiculous contracts when we were like kids in sports. Like a couple of guys got paid pretty good money, but, you know, watching, you know, even NBA documentaries and stuff that we've been watching, the Michael Jordan documentary, guys didn't get paid back then what players are getting paid.
He made like $3 million until 1997 when he got paid $30 million.
Right. Scottie Pippen's contract.
Scottie Pippen's entire contract.
That
and career.
Was dumb though. Yeah. Michael Jordan was making $3 million.
Well, just the way. Here's the thing: is just like what you see in that documentary. So many players have always been held back in their wages and what they make, because it's for the good of the game in some way.
Sure.
And there was a time when sports weren't as popular in making the money that they make now, so they had to do whatever they could to make sure that there was this maintained interest in it. I'm sure that the like what I always talk about, like the Rock and Jock stuff with MTV, I don't even think that stuff would happen now, because people would be worried about how much they got paid to go play in an exhibition game and if they'd get hurt and all of that. These were all the things that made us lifelong fans, and I think that it's going to get to a point where if they don't do things like have the best athletes go compete in tournaments in the Olympics and things like that, that we're going to start to lose interest. We're going to start to perceive the athletes as being like these giant millionaire crybabies, the way that Blake Snell is coming off. He's just fighting for what he's owed and what was agreed upon. But the perception from people listening to it isn't going to be that. It's going to be that you're a millionaire crybaby crying about not getting as many millions as you are going to get if you play this shortened season. There's just going to be, you know, baseball is one of those sports that needs to worry about building the game. They need to worry about the, you know, how people maintain their interest in it, because they're losing interest.
Yep.
Their fan base is getting older and older by average, and they're getting to a point where they could be irrelevant. They're not going to be able to pay guys like Bryce Harper $25 to $32 million a year, because they're not going to recover from, you know, losing a season and having their players, you know, act like this, and also not continuing to build the game in some way by having the best players in the country compete in tournaments like that. They need to keep in mind that this is something that is flimsy. It's not a guarantee that people are going to maintain their interest in baseball. Other sports right now have it like that. Football could murder someone live on television and most people would look the other way about it. Basketball has a really strong fan base, but I don't think that, you know, you have what you have with baseball and even hockey, where you're strong enough to not consider that you need to continue to grow your sport, you know, and have these guys come off as better, because baseball is not being perceived in a very good light as of late.
How's that for a note to end on?
Baseball. Oh, no.
Baseball not in the position that we'd like.
No.
You know, but we have KBO.
Sad.
We have KBO right now.
Everybody loves KBO. You should see the degenerate betting going on the KBO Twitch stream.
Yeah, those mannequins are going nuts in the stands, too.
That's a whole other thing.
The degenerate.
We didn't really get into enough. We're going to wrap it up here on the Ain't No Thing podcast. We appreciate you listening.
Buy a Dino Dong shirt.
Oh, my God.
I had to say it.
You can't just talk about it.
NC we say, Dinos, baby!
I think if we say that word a certain amount of times, we don't get the podcast anymore.
Yeah, oh, no.
We're going to be so screwed.
No, it's a shirt, and it's home runs. Come on. You guys need to grow
they
up.
They couldn't call it Dino Dingers?
The joke's on you.
The joke is on you. I'm Steve Zinsmeister. That's Cody Pitcher and Derek Montita as well. We thank you so much for listening to the Dino Donk. I mean, the Ain't No Fang podcast. That was the last one.
That was one time too many.
It's the Ain't No Fang podcast at ArizonaSports.com.